Chapter 3. Aboard USS Theodore Roosevelt, Northern Arabian Gulf, March 7, 0430 Arabia Standard Time. In the early morning darkness, the glow from the secure iPad lit up the port side of USS Theodore Roosevelt's CVN-71 flag bridge. Seated in his bridge chair, the commander of Carrier Strike Group 12, Rear Admiral Jay Bruner, was flanked by Theodore Roosevelt's commanding officer, Captain Rocky Wilson, and TR's Air Wing Commander, or CAG, Captain Bruce Michaels. "Admiral," Michaels began, scrolling through the pages of the tablet he held in front of Bruner. "Here's the execute order from 5th Fleet to conduct these strikes on Mosul. Nothing's changed from the rough draft their staff shared with us last night. Still no Tomahawk strikes laid on, and no Air Force strikers." Bruner had been through this with his CAG already, but he knew if Michaels was raising it again, he owed him a professional response. "Look, fellas, I know we get paid to give our seniors the best possible professional advice. And when we first got the alert order from 5th Fleet, we recommended a comprehensive strike package with plenty of Tomahawks launched from our Aegis ships, as well as Air Force strikers flying out of Qatar. That would have been the best plan to take out the target with minimum risk to our pilots," Michaels replied. "You're right, but this decision was made way above our pay grade. Step back and think about it. While we can call it politics, it might do us some good to walk in our seniors' shoes." Bruner had served tours in the Navy's Office of Legislative Affairs, first as a commander and again as a captain. Rumor had it he was the odds-on favorite to return to Washington when his tour as the Roosevelt Strike Group commander ended in a few months, and take the top job at OLA as Chief of Legislative Affairs. But while Wilson and Michaels knew Bruner understood the political landscape, they respected the fact that he had made his bones as a fleet aviator and continued to set the example for Theodore Roosevelt's pilots. The Admiral flew several times a week with the Air Wing's 8 squadrons. They trusted his operational instincts and recognized he had the big picture they sometimes didn't see. "Remember how the president's predecessor was criticized for using only Tomahawk missiles in various crises? And you know how drone strikes..."